Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Niekro. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The third baseman, Ranz Mullinix. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting eighth. The DH, Fred McGriff. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Sharperson. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Joe Johnson. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Witt for a passed ball. Bernazard moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Franco for the out. Bernazard moves to third. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Carter steals second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is hit by the pitch. Carter moves to third. Hall moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is hit by the pitch. Carter scores. Hall moves to third. Tabler moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fernandez for the out. One out. Ranz Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mullinix moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Bell reaches second base with a double. Mullinix scores. Mosby moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw takes first base on ball four. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sharperson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharperson hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mullinix takes first base on ball four. McGriff moves to second. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sharperson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sharperson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Barfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 2. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sharperson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Butler reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Necro covering, for the out. One out. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharperson is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharperson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mullinix hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Blue Jays 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Cerutti now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hall strikes out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tabler strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Carter goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Blue Jays 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Butler reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-3, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Carter steals second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter scores. Hall moves to third. It's 11-3, Indians. Jose Nunez now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. Tabler moves to second. It's 12-3, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Carlton now pitching. Matt Stark pinch hits for Ernie Witt. Matt Stark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stark hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. one out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGriff strikes out. Two outs. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharperson is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharperson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Blue Jays 3. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Stark now catching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg pinch hits for Rance Mullinix. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Blue Jays 3. The Indians will come to bat. Garth Eorg now playing third base. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 14-3, Indians. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Barfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Barfield moves to second. Matt Stark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stark is 0 for 1 in the game. Stark hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bernazard scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Barfield moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Fielder pinch hits for Fred McGriff. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Blue Jays 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Ward now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 4 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 doubles. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Bernazard trying to get to home. Barfield throws the ball into Stark, who tags Bernazard, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Butler moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharperson is 0 for 3 in the game. Sharperson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mosby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eorg moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.